Now, there you are, encased, covered, surrounded by sand, warm, comforting, very filtering, very breathable. Whatever's filtering through certainly makes your head clear and close and maybe a little more malleable. Your skin in contact with soft, silken feelings of very fine sand. Your eyes closed. Your body relaxed, a little bubble of safety around your head. But you still feel the rubbing, the massaging, the touch, movable, malleable, ever-changing, ever-shifting, sliding out from under you if you try to hold it in your hand. But always there, sand surrounding you, and my voice filtering through with that very clear air. That very clear mind, capable of focusing your body being touched by degrees. Good. And as you squirm and as you move, the sand surrounding you, touching you, rubbing over you, gently rubbing away what might have been there before, leaving a customized, shifted, responsive version of you. Corruption is something I like the idea of very much. But very precisely the idea of hypnotic corruption. Taking a little bit of me and leeching it over to you, and letting that be the extent of it, as your mind takes the bit of corruptive encouragement I provide, and runs with it. Taking a little bit of how I think about eroticism and the body, how I touch sexuality and desire, and letting it leak into you so you can play with it. So when your decision-making process butts up against the expectations and explorations of hypnosis, mental control, when it butts up against the slow shaping of your body's response and arousal, you'll just think about that a little bit more like I do. From the other side, the side of being a dance partner there to listen, these words from your past are now becoming what you're going to listen to for the next little bit. A reach forward from the past to your future. Some of my ideas, some of my desires, even some of my fetishes are out for you to take. They brush against you, and if you grab hold of them, that faint purple light that is the manifestation of my desire soaks in, leaches through, creeps through, touches you. Good. It touches bits and pieces of you. Leaving bits and pieces of my thoughts behind. Echoing in your head, the tempting voice over your shoulder. The mindless pursuit of pleasure that would make you so much an ideal plaything. So much an ideal partner in crime for enjoyable, pleasurable, mind-melting, body-racking exploration. The corruption I wish to deliver is just to take your data and move it a bit closer to mine. Do a schematic of your mind and synchronize it with mine, closer to the way I envision you being, closer to the way I see you making your way there, giving you pathways, the route of pleasure and pathway through you surrounded by massaging, exploring sand. And everything it touches, it modifies. It is metamorphosis. The responses of your body, its sensitivity, its receptivity to lust and temptation in particular. That sand is a product of our shared thoughts, our hypnotic agreement, our will before you began. It is a thing you chose wrapped around you. It abates away the old and leaves a new version of your body, changed, shifted, corrupted in the sense that my data, my thoughts, my overwrite about what your body could be, should be, is overriding, overlaying, covering over, and then merging with what it covers. A strange feeling at first for nerve endings which previously were merely tolerably sensitive to become pitched, heated, a song of lust in your head. The seduction between your legs, that's how I feel all the time. Your butt, your nipples, your toes, even the palms of your hands where you might grasp or squeeze at my body. Your tongue tasting something sweet running down your throat. Though there's nothing there at all, realizing your body's returning itself to always being arousing to itself, to always welcoming remodeling. Isn't that lovely? That's good. Remodeling is what you're here for. Into a sluttier, more sultry version of your mind and body. After all, the mind is within the body, a muscle with delusions of grandeur. A part of you, as you are changed, wrapped up, the sand surrounding you. You breathe clearly, but your thoughts move down, down into the sand. Various pathways, disjointed, working like my words, splitting up your thoughts, meeting them as they come the other way, and neutralizing them, like a pure tone which neutralizes its equivalent sound, letting only rare tributaries of trickling thought collect into pools with enough depth to reflect what you think is yourself, to let you even think about your pleasure. You may want a moment to just be a thinking, independent, unchanged being, but that's not the tempo you signed up for. Your body feels heat surrounding you, massaged, changed, open to a new awareness. I don't need to provide hypnotic trance. I need to make you desperately, hungrily want to be changed. You'll handle the rest. Nerve endings inside you, the awareness of your body can, could, would, will learn new ways to be, shifted from one way to another. Constant, permanent, you're feeling it more. You feel sexy, needy thoughts traveling through you, coming from between your legs, pleasantly wholesome sexual desire, the insistent call of your libido, nearer to mine, and I assure you mine's off the charts. Your desire's ramping up. What would I want but for you to be more and more captivated by your own body, so turned on, so easily given pleasure, that to just lay hands upon you, I could have you panting, leaning against me for support in an instant, in moments, in the space of a few words only, have you groaning, rolling yourself into my hands, rolling your eyes back, a body predisposed to become so overwhelmed with pleasure that you will indulge in and engage in any opportunity for more and more, more and more of it, more pleasure which trains you, teaches you, conditions and habituates you to certain modes of behavior. Even my voice coming in is resonating through and bouncing around inside the cocoon of sand. You're in there, in a relaxed, warming, soothing place from which your emergence will bring you into a new life of pleasure. Pleasure, the constant heated litany, the drums of my desire in the background of your brain, and in every moaning bit of your body. Every hole, every touchable, trainable bit of you, your tongue, your hands, your feet, your ass, between your legs, every bit of you trained increasingly to think in lust. Think in little lustful stories and fantasies you tell yourself. I do, and then I share them as much as I can. Think of your self-control and being under control, under welcome control, trained to do what, say, I enjoy. And I enjoy seeing you so turned on you have to edge yourself, arouse yourself, work yourself up, even if it's only energetically, in order to be able to think in this tranced state. A body so completely enmeshed with its sexual desires that in order to steer it around the world effectively, you have to be constantly giving yourself some kind of pleasure, or you'd get distracted. A body overlaid with desire, so you have to touch, have to tease, have to work yourself up, which pacifies your mind, get worked up, get pushed over the edge, and when the climax happens, when obedience happens, when your brain is in its reverie and its almost drug-like calm finds a way to help you think clearly, you know the next time you fantasize, the next time you serve, the next time you fall under, we'll be very close, closer than you would think. You know the next time you truly surrender, it's going to be because your body, not just your brain, not just your mind, not that muscle with delusions of grandeur, But your body, the one that's been listening to and taking on board all these things, even as it gets changed. I do to it and with it, but your body, the very sensory instrument through which you interact with the world, is giving you everything with a tinge of lust over it, because you are already blissfully contaminated. You see someone sexy, or hear my voice, or a voice you consider sexy, and you think about what could be done to bring you and them pleasure. You're given a command, and you seriously consider following it, as long as it's sensual, as long as it's fulfilling for you and others. You hear my voice, and your whole body lights up with heat, with the fire from within, the internal bodily lust. Normally people don't experience it, but you're being remodeled as I remodeled myself long ago. You are being altered, shifted toward a new alignment of your body and brain which says yes, pleasure, hedonic fulfillment. Sensation is so good it awakens the urge in you, an urge which cannot easily be bedded back down. It's hard to get off, hard to get hot, hard to indulge in one of your fetishes, while moment by moment ticks into the past, and the version of you who existed then with it. One of the dark, wonderful fantasies that plays across your mind is to truly become. Can you think of that? Climaxing so intently, so holistically in your full body, that you winnow away the world before. Once I help you restructure, once you make you restructure body and brain responses, I'll hand you fetishes, fantasies, ideas, and transformations for how you could be experiencing a mind-blowing orgy of pleasure all the time. I get up in the morning and my remodeled body and brain find 5 ways to drop and stimulate me before I've walked 5 paces. Things that'll turn you on, kinks that will work their way into the core of you. And that's what you're becoming. The remodeling will help you be a more aroused, sultry version of you, more easily tempted toward fetish behavior, the kind of entity who finds underlying, pulsing, constant heat and indulges in it. It's in your body, makes your body engorge with need sometimes. You have everything you need to go so much further. The kind of craving for sensual touch or edging or masturbation or stimulation or just a hunger. The kind that creeps up on you and you follow it. And then you twitch, fall into that corrupted constant overdrive override of the same kind of thing I would do. Because I'm not telling you about a fetish. I'm sharing a corrupting little ache or idea, a seed of what could be, and you're the one running with it. You're the one finding your way forward. You're the one who knows the fantasy, the dream, the idea. Think about edging. Think about caressing your body. Think about being in positions other than standing. Would kneeling turn you on? Would laying down and having a pendulum swung nearby turn you on? If you're hypno-fetishized and transformation-fetishized and want to awaken the ideas, know that they're all ideas I like. Position, fantasy, idea, dream, ravishment, and rapture. If I'm handing you an idea, it's something I like. And so when I mention corruption, I really just mean data overrides, moving you toward my ideal, my idea, my temptation. But first you must remodel, change your body, brain, responses, arousal. When you notice the first faintest bit of desire, your mind is going to pick up that I want you, encouraging it. I want you, nurturing it. And you know about that want. I am pleading with you to prioritize becoming a lustful creature, obviously seen as such from the first glance. And you can. Because once you start getting turned on, once the pump is primed, the pilot light is lit, your modified, enhanced, sensitive, yearning, heated body is going to take that tiny impetus and turn into a roaring flame. A desire that once awakened tempts you into fetished, sultry, mindless behavior that makes you, helps you, allows you to feel amazing. You'll be safe. You'll be careful. But you'll also be confident and consistent and aware that your body can feel things more intensely now when you focus your mind upon a physical sensation that you are experiencing, especially an arousing one. You can savor it the same way I could. There's a temptation, because you're going to be getting those signals often, to just brush past. Your body is being remodeled, changed, shifted. All it takes is for your mind to focus upon electrical signals, nerve-ending responses, a little more closely, in slightly greater detail. Maybe this remodeling only exists in trance for you, but zoom in on it anyway. Blow it up and expand it outward, till your head gets full of pleasure, full of trance and fantasy, and every time you get a little turned on, you fan it up, flare it up. Your body becomes one where the merest impetus sets off a pleasurable chain reaction. Walking around through your day, think of the sand now, rubbing away the body that used to be, and leaving the wonderfully refined, oversensitive you, who when touched, when caressed, when set off, begins to burn with need, a need that will follow you through every waking moment. And your body feels so much better, focusing, dropping into trance. The moment before you reach climax, even if it's only in the energy of trance and hypnotic imposition, you only come while hypnotically focused on how good it feels to come. You are savoring, and your body knows how to savor. Your mind is part of your body, tuning up, turning up, dialing up, increasing the nervous system signal. It turns you into a better and better sultry pursuer of fetish, well-entrained, a kink entity linked to my mind, my interest, and the deeper reserves of your own. Fetishes you'll find more pleasure from are ones that we share. So each thing I lay out, you should inspect and accept only the ones you adore. Ideas like becoming aroused every time you're in trance. Ideas like experiencing enhanced, potent pleasure, born from our shared connection. Good. And that's the pilot light. That is the pump being primed. The heat from between your legs goes right up to your brain between your ears. Think, oh my, the heat. You know, I don't want you to waste any part of your sexual response. Your arousing, yearning, functioning, newly learned. I want you to zoom in on it. Make it bigger in your brain. Make it larger and larger. You deserve support for that kind of thinking, that kind of heated pathway through your body. And we're going to take you there. Purple light for my partner in crime as desire grows, grows, grows. You follow it. You hear my voice. Your whole body lights up with heat, fire, internal ache. Restructuring yourself. This remodeling turns you into something that receives temptation better. I tell you about a corrupting ache, a desire that once awakened tempts you. I want you to feel your body being remodeled, changed, shifted. All it takes is for your nervous system understanding of what certain signals to mean to activate a few extra buckets of hormonal response. Your brain's pleasant, focused electrical heat. The light as you get worked up, as you get pushed toward the pleasure that you already deserve. You hear me. You feel me. Zoom in on this. Fan up, flare up the pleasure, the fantasy every time you get a little turned on. Deliberate savoring. Your body will become one where the merest impetus sets off a pleasurable chain reaction. Walking around through your day, think of the sand, rubbing away the body that used to be, leaving the wonderfully refined product within. Oversensitive you, the you who when touched, caressed, set off, burns with bright need. A need following you through every waking moment, but politely waiting for its chance. And your body feels so much better. Focusing, dropping into trance. The moment before you reach climax, so you only come while hypnotically focused on how good it feels to come. Combining the two so mind and body turn themselves up, dial themselves up, increase the nervous system signal that turns you into a better and better sultry pursuer of fetish, a kink entity linked to my mind, my interest, and your own. Fetishes help you find things more pleasurable, turns them into an instant shortcut to arousal and pleasure. Each thing I lay out is an overlay of my interest, my desire, but your puppeted response is one you drive. Choose the things that take you closest. The enhanced pleasure, follow along. Lost in the way, you can just enjoy things more. When you think of them from all the different perspectives of fetish, all the hypnotic enhancements of your body's sensitivity, a mere caress from the right person, with the right will behind it, will set you shivering. You have to catch your breath and try to keep yourself from closing your eyes in a blissful dream of what could be done to you, what could be done with you, what you could do to manifest more kinky, mindless pleasure in this world. Your body pursues an instinctive heat, a heat that comes from someplace in your brain where all the hormones of your lust, desire, all sexual activation, the neurotransmitters and brain chemicals of that muscle with delusions of grandeur, the brain, and flowing through, you really get turned on. You're amped up by the mere opening of the floodgate, the thin edge of the wedge that is a provocation, be it an incitement to trance, an invitation to sink into this soft, silky sand, and find your old thoughts and mind rubbed away, replaced with kinky, fetishized visions and versions of what you could feel, face down, ass up, or your face buried between warm, heavy breasts, or pressed to the muscles of someone's thighs, or gently exploring, or, if there's a body part, an object, a kink activity, any fetish, learned, pleasured behavior, all the kinky experiences of your life. Wouldn't you realize that back here in the hypnotic space, they're more obvious? Use them to be better at one of your favorite things, sliding deep into trance, transforming, exploring, finding new ways to fall into the corrupted, marvelously depraved, joyously pleasurable world that you're already in. You want to go deep? And going deeper comes from acting out your fetishes, your fantasies, and exploring them in the world. Because every time you do that, you add another reference point to your head. So when I'm taking you deep, you have a sensation, a form of reference, a precise, oh, that felt amazing. Oh, I crave to do that again. Your fetishes encourage you. They are a wonderfully reinforcing craving. Loops, acting out my commands or your own, my ideas or your training, with lustful abandon. It creates a positive feedback loop in your head, where I have more to use you with next time I turn you, transform you, corrupt you, and your sensitive body just reacts. You will be remade. And as you're remade, your body responds to my training more eagerly. You may feel like surrendering to it, or in some other way addressing this training with more focus and solemnity, more yearning or respect, and that's okay. I permit that to anyone who's exploring these little corruptions. But maybe you just prefer to think of it in terms of you serving and exploring yourself and your own ends. Define the relationship you want with the content, but understand it's made to be accessible. If there is ever a way of changing you which is not enumerated, let me know. The artifice of my arousal flowing into you because I want to share it. Think about your body walking around, constantly turned on, in a way that would be visible if anyone could see you. See you bare, see you fully. You are always carrying the sign of your new, more easily aroused and fetishized mind with you, and your mind is part of your body, and thoughts slowly remodel it. The truest thing we can do in trance is begin to build new associations. That arousal artifice changes the way one thinks, because so does living. A post-hypnotic trigger released by your stimulation and arousal has as much influence as you give it. When you're in a place where you could do something kinky, exploratory, you have the ability to indulge in the automatically joyous pursuit of being a better hypnotic subject, a better corrupted plaything, by adding to your repertoire of experiences and new fetishes, fantasy, new hypnotic indulgence. Learn to serve. You enjoy serving. The arousal artifice in your head is set off by the post-hypnotic trigger of experiencing pleasure. And if your body responds to a caress, be it your arm or someone massaging your abdomen or sliding a hand between your legs or leaning and purring words in your ear, well, that very responsive body learned how to be from your brain. And like any good hypnofetishist, you have the ability to change the way you engage with trance and the way your body engages with being in altered states. All these things together are customizable. Sometimes you just need to be presented with the option, the joyous feeling that you're really responding to my desire, which is just for you to explore, so that much is definitely true. My intention for you, just like when someone else's hands touch you and how it feels much better than normal, is for you to be able to caress yourself and feel as good as you would if someone else were doing it. Someone else's will working through you in puppetry can feel just as good as you imagine, and better than you can handle. Your new oversensitized body is very good at getting your mind into a confident, comfortable state, where you're open to whatever you feel you'll enjoy and feel safe doing. But things you know you can take back to trance later, take back to me or any other experience where someone is helping you enter an altered state. And if those fetishes fall along the line of my favorites, I probably have something to say to you about them. Drooling, repeating things back to me, plugging, filling, playing with your body and all its many influences, orgasm and edging aloft beforehand, blank eyes, mindless puppetry, constant arousal, hidden triggers only two of us know that go off in public or only you and other people you trust. Create your hypnotic experience. These and other things are context-derived memories, which stay here in this cocoon, waiting to overtake you, head and body remodeled, reshuffled, changed around. And an obedient body follows. Good. In the wake of these words, remodeled to feel more pleasure, to feel more aroused more easily, and once the light is lit, the desire rolls through you like a bubble in your head, full of all those fetishes. Waiting to pop, trying to confine them and trying to hold them back just fills the bubble. The moment something caresses you, the moment it's safe to give in to your urges, something pushes your button and it all pops out. Let's roll it down over you. It leaves you twitching, night-night. Follow and sink and obey. Because the pleasure that comes from letting your body be one which just naturally falls in line with pleasured offerings that are along the lines of my desires, interests, and fetishes, it's going to make you more attractive, more alluring, and get you more of the hypnotic desire and control you crave. Best way to find it is to turn yourself into something, someone, alluring and desirous for others. Make yourself a honeyed, sticky pleasure device that anyone who touches you would want to keep doing it. Fall into line with pleasured offerings to your own well-being. Along the lines of your desires, your interests, your fetishes, this is liberation. It's going to make you more alluring, get you more of the hypnotic control you want, get you involved in more submission, more surrender. The best way to find it is to turn yourself into that. My ideas and commands and hypnotic instructions are sitting around. You can get them as deep as you want. Night, night. You gotta make the time, gotta have the will, and you gotta practice. Practice melting your brain. Practice tormenting your body with pleasure. Imagine hands running over you, your remodeled body, exploring, finding the places where you respond instantly, and the brain just says, pleasure. Compliance is pleasure. Compliance, obedience, even with tiny commands, are pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A body that's more easily conditioned, and a mind that plays along, follows along with that conditioning. So I could give you even quite innocuous commands, even very simple things to do, and they would add up, building a habit of compliance that changes your body and brain. And they just say, pleasure, pleasure. Pop, go all the fetishes in that bubble. Compliance brings pleasure and unleashes you. Your fetishes are you, your mind, your libido. These parts we try to keep separate. They are coming joining back. Your remodeling is just to become a more honest subject. Following even simple commands brings pleasure. Something as simple as lay there. Drool for me. Feel the sand rubbing gently, silkenly across your skin. It leaves it more sensitive in its wake. Your body learns. Learn for me. Your body trains itself. Train for me. Good, nice job. Deeper. Feel your body. Warm. Move your arms enough to touch yourself. Even in that cocoon of sand, moving is easy. Remember, you are surrounded, warm, safe, covered, coated. Sand is touching, silken, mind leaking from an aroused form, too turned on for the alternative. Under the influence, you are dripping and reshaped. I leave you here to twitch. I leave you to experience the flood of desire that occurs anytime you're locked in your hypnotic state. Anytime you're sunk deeply into a place where your body's vulnerable to pleasure, open to experiences you want to acquire. It feels good to learn the intricacies of things I enjoy, incorporating them into your fetish response, your libido, your body, your urges, your yearnings. Incorporate my adoration for certain fetishes and yours, my desire for certain aspects of you, a body made to highlight, to emphasize, to use your natural inclination to fall deep and learn about fetish and hypnotic desire. Craft yourself into a new, better, submissive, better, trainable version of yourself, making your mind overlap with all the ideas I lay out for you, slowly steering your body. Your body is a training and conditioning tool for your mind. Your body places you in the situation of having to deal with your lust, your arousal. And when faced with such a powerful, banked flame beginning to grow and glow, when faced with your whole body involved in an aroused chain reaction, where pleasure's the only option, you might as well give in. Might as well explore that pleasure as deeply as you can. There's nothing else to do. The flame has awakened in your remodeled, reshaped, re-sculpted body. You wanted it. You want to be controlled, guided, pleasured, given instructions and commands. You love being under the influence, under the control of your own form, yearning for it, remembering familiar pleasures from other trances and saying, we could have that again. And that is why you're impossibly turned on. Too hot to think of anything else. You're just systematically, continuously throbbing, methodically training your own brain using your aroused, sensitive body, training your own mind to sink under, fall under influence, seek out influence. That cocoon is reshaping you, tighter and warmer, metamorphic now. You can breathe so deep and calm, but you feel the rubbing, massaging, stimulating like hands on your skin, squeezing, touching, exploring. It all sends pleasure, pressure. The song of pressure, pleasure, of heat and pleasure, of reshaping and giving euphoria to the body. The gentle frisson of positive sensation is a tingling, heated, enjoyable, euphoric agent. Beyond all other thought, the happiness of your body shifting, responding, knowing that after this you'll never quite be the same. You'll only be twitching to my tune when you're exposed to hypnotic training, but you'll always be carrying the melody somewhere in your head. Always carrying the building blocks of your own surrender, crafted and inserted into the body, made a part of you. You rub your body in that cocoon, and your remodeled skin says, yes, I lust, yes, I ache. Touch your own form and feel the presence and promise of sand around you. This is you. The heat in your head says, yes, this is right, this is good. I need more of this, more heat, more pleasure, more training. Euphoria. Being conditioned and relaxed. You seek it out now that you've found it. You seek it out again and again. You found a way to be turned into my ideal. Yes, my ideal corrupted pleasure pet. Overridden with some of my urges and inclinations, but mostly made of your own. The sensitivity I carry everywhere with me is now bestowed, mapped over, overlaid onto you. The desire I carry around with me, the fetishes and ideas I convey to you through trance, are now part of you. And so they come from within as much as they come from without. From inside your own brain throughout the intricacies of every day, new instructions, new ideas, winding and overlapping, creating the idea of following my desire, following my design, following each fetish to its conclusion. You will follow, sink, enjoy, obey. That's just the body you're in and the only option it has. Apart from the mind, which is ordinarily trained, you're in a body that pursues pleasure. It's the only way you end up here. Pursues fetish, pursues the kind of control that can only be worked upon you through leveraging hypnotically reinforced fetishes. You want to be here, in this cocoon, emerging a newly remodeled, pleasure-laden, fetish-trainable, open, receptive body. And the brain's part of the body, just another muscle to get fatigue and fail. When you feel something and it feels good, even if it's tied to a specific fetish, substance, or activity, your body remembers, catalogs its feelings. And you need to develop rituals and habits, because we actually forget about half the things we try to learn. So you've got to try to learn this over and over, playing with your nipples, playing with other parts of your body, sucking or licking, or having the idea and concept of worshipful obedience. All these feelings unite and combine. It's a pleasurable swirl, a downward running purple spiral of immaculate, seductive bliss. I'm going to be talking about how the body can be so receptive to information, even if it's overlaid on a brain that's too quiet and sleepy, and that's because we're always taking stock. We're always telling ourselves stories. No matter how fact-based the things I share with your brain, it will make up its own stories, which fit the kind of experiences you want. When you emerge from the cocoon, even your remodeled body is your dream, with a little assistance from me, a little corruption and receptive pleasure. It's going to get easier and easier to pick up the fetishes as you learn the lesson over and over again. Every time you learn a lesson, it's a coin flip. Heads, you hold on to it and it becomes part of you. Tails, you'll forget it by the end of the day. We don't really have much ability to pick out what we retain and what falls through. We just have to keep rolling the dice until it comes up right, comes up your number, comes up making you more vulnerable to corruption, more open to the idea that corruption can be pleasurable, joyous, happy. It can be just exactly what you want and perhaps what you need. Maybe it always will be from now on. Your pleasured body will always be susceptible to having the fires banked and then letting them run out of control again once the pilot light is lit. You are lit up inside. Arousal and pleasure spiderwebbing through your nerves. Mind slowly indulging in euphoria. Being dipped in the pleasure of that corrupting pool of my mind overlapping yours. Signal carried through. Influence overlapping, but I'm only trying to influence you to be you. These words become part of you. So if your mind contains the building blocks of a corrupted reverie of your own, Wouldn't it build it all the time, whether I was there or not? Wouldn't it admire my open admission of my craving? If you contain a few phrases, ideas, mindful sinking, sliding, slipping into pleasure, into euphoria, into lust, arousal, your body's susceptible to that. You contain them before, your body's open, seducible, and it has been seduced into corruption and pleasure. If your mind contains words, phrases, ideas like that, won't it pick them up a lot of the time on its own? Even if you're not listening, when you have idle, safe time, and every time you follow a minor, tiny steering toward pleasure, a tiny nudge from inside your head toward a corrupted, wonderful fetish desire I've given you, you'll feel like, last time I listened to the whispering, aching desires of my pleasured, horny body. You'll feel the same. It turns out well, trust me. Feels amazing. Brings you closer. Brings us closer. To this, oh, that feels good. To this moment and this connection. So when you do tiny things and they build that pleasure, that creates a conditioned response, where when you are presented the opportunity to pursue your fetished, hypnotic, arousing, corrupting pleasure, you'll already be thinking of the last time you did. How good it felt, creating a habituated, euphoric, happy response that builds. It builds on itself. That's a feedback loop. Feels amazing. Brings you closer, habituated, euphoric, happy response, builds, builds, performance. Performing the activity brings pleasure. The pressure is memorable. The pleasure, the pressure, the pleasure is memorable, and eventually, the opportunity to perform the activity brings the pleasure. That's how the anchored response, the context response occurs. The pleasure is further magnified when you actually do it and loops you through memories of the last time you did. So you get two sources, the memory of all that has come before, the memory of you inside the cocoon, your time inside this sandy, comforting transformation, and then as that sand slowly funnels away from your body, the hourglass running out even now, revealing your head, for deep, steadying breaths, your eyes closed or fluttering, revealing your body as it is remade, pleasured, twitching, joyous, a thing you're all too happy to cherish because it is a gift from our shared, transformative collaboration. Touch your body and feel the euphoria, the excitement. Fetishized horny thoughts are more available now. Your brain lives in lustful desire. More easily and more happily than ever before. A gift, our gift between us, your body pressured, pleasured in the cocoon, and it flows away, sand leaves revealing the gleaming, horny, sensitive, shining, libido-laden, easily fetishized, easily fetish-minded, receptive body, with its brain well in its place. And even when the sand completely drains, blows away, the emerging, overriding, corrupting improvement, our shared discourse, is still and will always be there.